It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. Time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today. And let's head to FHN and Dial-A-Doc, infection preventionist, clinical quality and professional development. Margie Kochmeyer's back with us again today. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me. And now we've heard a little bit about this in our newscast, and now I'm glad we have you on here today. I understand that there's you're going to use the technical term. I'm going to say whooping cough. There's a number of cases of this that have cropped up around the region here, most recently near us in Foreston. Tell us about this.
Well, first off, you're right. Whooping cough, also known as pertussis, is a very contagious respiratory disease. And we're talking about this today because there's been some cases in some Ogle County schools, Oregon, Polo, and Rochelle. So we want people to know what the symptoms of pertussis are so they don't transmit it to other people. They know when they can get treatment, and they know the importance of being vaccinated.
All right. What is it, and how dangerous is it?
It's a really contagious respiratory disease. It's dangerous especially for children because it causes pauses in their breathing that can be life-threatening for them.
All right, so the cases that you've seen now, have you seen some cases there at FHN?
We have not, but our providers are aware of the local outbreaks and they're staying vigilant.
All right, talk about the symptoms compared to a simplens for other things like, you know, cold or flu that we've talked about in the past, and also the issues with the children and babies. Tell us about all this.
So the symptoms usually develop about 5 to 10 days after exposure, but sometimes it can take as long as 3 weeks for symptoms to start. It starts with symptoms like a cold, the runny nose, the low-grade fever, the mild cough, and in babies, they will have sometimes pauses in their breathing. But unlike a cold, it is uncommon for somebody with pertussis to have a sore throat, and unlike the flu, you don't get the body aches with pertussis. It's really known for that cough, that high-pitched cough, and that comes from the violent coughing that the person does. It actually removes all the air from their lungs, and the next time they go to take a breath, it's not there, and you hear that whoop or that high pitch.
So how is pertussis treated? What's the treatment for it?
Well, it can be treated with antibiotics because it is a bacteria and it's not a virus like the cold or the flu. So once you feel that you've had, you know, that you may have the symptoms and you contact your provider, antibiotics can shorten the amount of time that you're contagious.
Well, and, you know, this is the issue with this. I'm sure from your perspective, the scary part about it is, aren't you contagious before you even have any symptoms?
In this case, they are saying that you're contagious for the first 2 weeks. So, yes, you would probably, once those symptoms showed, I believe, for pertussis, I believe you actually have to have these symptoms. So it's not like the flu where you're contagious before. Like a cold and pertussis, you are contagious when you have the symptoms.
All right. Okay. What about treatment? What do you suggest? Any home remedies, home treatments, and then, you know, the point where you get concerned and maybe seek a medical advice?
At home, get plenty of rest, drink fluids, soups, water, juices, eat smaller, more frequent meals because the coughing actually makes people vomit after they eat. Think about the air quality, too, in the home that can trigger spells of the coughing fits that they have. So if somebody smokes or if you have a wood-burning fireplace, that can actually trigger coughing for people. And then prevent transmission to others by staying home when you're sick and keeping those that are most at risk, which would be babies, away from the sick person. You would get medical care if the cough continued or if you became short of breath.
And so I would think that with this being so near to our area here and such a concern for children, that you're that you should take some extra precaution if you think your children may have this whooping cough.
Correct. So if you think that your child has developed a cough, you know, and we're going to see colds at this time of the year, but by the second week, this cough starts to get worse, and it has that very distinctive whoop to it. The best way that you're going to know if you have pertussis is to contact your doctor. Like I said, the cough starts after the first week. They're most contagious for those first 2 weeks, and then if it's suspected, they can be treated.
And do people with the whooping cough, do they actually get to a point where they're actually hospitalized?
You know, babies are at the greatest risk for getting it and then having serious conditions afterwards. About half the babies younger than a year old who get pertussis need to be in the hospital, and one out of 100 babies who get treatment in a hospital for whooping cough die.
Is there a vaccine for this?
There is. So there is DTaP. It's diphtheria, tetanus, and acellular pertussis. It's about 80 to 90% effective. It's approved for kids that are under 7. And these kids get a schedule, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 15 to 18 months, and again between the ages of 4 and 6. Then there is TDAP. It's tetanus, diphtheria, and acellular pertussis. It's a booster for kids at ages 11 and 12 and adults who have not gotten it. And we're starting to see more revaccination with adults, especially in healthcare, those that work with infants. And then pregnant women really need to have a Tdap with every pregnancy during their third trimester.
So I assume that you're suggesting people, or is it too late now, you're suggesting people get their vaccination on this?
I would say check with your provider and see what their recommendation is. This isn't like the flu where there's a specific time that you get it. You can get Tdap at any time, and it is not too late to get it.
All right. And I like the numbers in terms of how effective it is. It's more effective than the flu vaccine, it sounds like.
Yeah, it does. There are times, though, depending on whether or not you're vaccinated, that you still may get an illness. So it's protective, though. So the best thing you can do, take vaccines for preventable illnesses.
And the other thing I think you've always told us as well, at least as it relates to the flu, is this the same for whooping cough, that even if you do get it, that maybe you get a lesser case because of your vaccination?
That is correct with whooping cough, too. A vaccine will give you more protection and a lesser case.
All right. Okay. Margie Kochmeyer, if people want to learn more about whooping cough or pertussis, how can they find out more information, Marge?
You can go to FHN.org. You can go to our Facebook page, or the CDC is a great resource for information about pertussis.
All right, Margie. Thanks. Always great information. We'll talk again
You're
soon,
welcome.
All right?
Thank you.
All right. Margie Kochmeyer here today. She's the Infection Preventionist, Clinical Quality and Professional Development at FHN. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, and the preceding brought to you today by FHN.